Howdy, and welcome to episode 15 of Hello Fairview, right now at Christmas Eve, your local podcast made right here in Fairview for people in Fairview and the surrounding areas. This is a weekly show released every Wednesday featuring stories that aim to inform and inspire. Local radio stations and newspapers don't exist in small towns like ours, so we'll use this Hello Fairview podcast to fill that void. This is a value for value podcast founded by the podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host, John C. Dvorak, of the No Agenda Show over 18 years ago. Currently, this is just a one-man operation, so if you have any ideas, events, business opportunities, job openings, or just all-around news, please don't hesitate to let us know. Use the contact form on the website, and we'll work to get the updates out on the next episode. You are a producer of the show. You are not the product because your time and attention are not being sold to advertisers for value. Some shows will be longer, others will be shorter, but I do my best to always keep things relevant. Traffic time. Normal busy. You can still wait around 2 to 5 minutes to make a left turn in the morning and afternoon. Cumberland and 100 is still getting some regular work. They paused just a couple days ago. They're still building the culverts on the east and westbound side to prepare for widening the road. They've had some steel plates that had to be pulled up on the eastbound side of the intersection as they became loose, and people were swerving into the oncoming lane to not run over the metal plates. We are less than 1 year out from that being done. Red light update. We still have 3 red lights, Old Cox, Publix, and Walmart. Still, we'll be getting ones eventually at City Center entrance and the Cumberland 100 intersection when that expansion occurs. I don't know how either one of these is going to help or if it's going to hurt, but I hope the crossing guard can control the one, especially at the Cumberland 100. City Center. Traffic closures may still happen periodically if they are doing drainage and grading and all that, but they haven't done a lot after they've mocked up the roads where it looked like they were getting ready to pave it over there. We're growing. The city fire department had 3 calls on the 21st, one on I-40, a field on Hurley Lane, and then back there on Hurley Lane when a structure started catching fire. December 26th and 27th, around 7710 Chester Road will be closed. There's a new 3-way stop that's been installed at the intersection of Jones Lane and Old Nashville Road. Other city news is still the last call for your picket fence order at Bowie Nature Park Playground. By ordering these personalized gifts, you've got till December 31st, so just a week or so, and then kind of mark your little spot forever. We've seen teams, nonprofits, families, dedications to pets, families, family members, everything in between there. And we still have the news and all the links in the show notes now for the chipper and leaf seasonal schedule. That chipper service runs the first Tuesday in April to the fourth Tuesday there. So that's done. And leaf removal started in the first Tuesday in November and runs to the fourth Tuesday in March. There's 4 separate zones. There's a map on the show notes so you can figure that out. Homes for sale. We have 214 homes for sale, down 5 from last week. The same highs and lows. We have a $3.495 million house with 70 acres, and we have a $250,000 townhome with no acres as our highest and lowest thing for sale right now. Town meeting updates. Well, since last week, there hasn't been any new Board of Zoning, Planning Commission, Board of Commissioners Town Hall, Park and Landscape Board, Around Town Coffee, or the Beer Board. So we're good there. Next town meeting. So January 13th, we have a Planning Commission. January 15th, we have a Board of Commissioners. At the end of the month, January 29th, we have the Board of Commissioners Town Hall. January 5th, 2026 is the Park and Landscape. That's at the Historical Village. Around Town Coffee is planned for January 14th, and location is TBD like normal. So we'll see what happens there. And State of Tennessee. The U.S. Senate has approved 4 of the TVA board nominees, but left out Lee Beeman, so he'll have to get a new nomination. There was a lot of controversy going out around there, so we'll go there. Martin, Tennessee has had some financial problems and they're still trying to rebuild. The state's comptroller instructed the city to build a cash reserve and retire more debt over the next 5 years. Martin, Tennessee has $257,000 in its cash fund. And at the end of 2025, this year, but by 2030, the cash fund should hold more than $2.7 million. This is relevant, I think, because the last episode or two episodes ago, when we talked about some of the city manager's report, it was brought up that we've got a couple million dollars hanging out in there. So this is something for small towns you can get in trouble with. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency has received positive chronic wasting disease test results and hunter harvested deer in Dixon and Williamson County. This is the first positive CWD case in for both. The Bills. Nothing's going on. Everyone's off for Christmas. How's the hill? Well, it's passable. We're back to warmish. The weather guessers are predicting highs of the 70s, dropping down to the 30s, and some rain on Sunday, and the lows ranging from 62 all the way down to 18. So winter has checked out and is, I guess, coming back. Businesses. Nothing new was spotted. Ace Hardware still brewing and making a lot of progress on the outside. The property from Car Orthodontics has a for sale sign after months of cleaning and leveling. Still have it fountain on there for sale, especially as commercial. But I would guess that it is not commercial because it's going to have to get rezoned, which will be approved because that's in the 2040 plan. Farmers Market. Make sure you head to the farmer's market every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. At Messick Chiropractic and Fairview Fresh Deli Donut, located across the road from Publix. There are so many good places to get great breads, treats, local beef and pork, local fruits and vegetables, along with some hot sauce, fishing lures, and other holiday gifts this time of year. Local business highlight, where you put Going Postal. This is kind of our local shipping company from FedEx, UPS to USPS, where you can mail your things. They also have a place you can take your returns if you choose Customer Pack from Amazon, where the label is actually printed. They also have mini PO boxes so that you can have your packages mailed there and stay safe away from the porch pirates. They offer a lot of copy and print and even fingerprinting services and many types of applications. Like if you're going to be a level 3 volunteer at the school, or you're going to get your CDL and other things like that, you can get that done. They're also a very huge supporter of the community, supporting many things around town, from sports teams to events. This is Mayor Lisa Anderson's business and her daughter Chelsea, they just rock and roll. They take care of you if you're over there. We've got the link in the show notes. Job openings. Well, we're up to 29 right now here in Fairview, and there was a couple that got added. One of the ones that got added since the last time would be the Top Tier Pup Academy is the Canine Caretaker and Play Specialist. Brookside Properties has a maintenance supervisor. Iron Lion Entries has a windows and door install tech. And after that, we've got the normal things from McDonald's, Sherman Williams, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, both Subways, Dunkin' Donuts, Domino's, Boys and Girls Clubs, Covenant Primary Care, Walmart, Jingo Market. There's still a police officer opening. Sherman Williams, Sonic, Tractor Supply Co., Hardee's, Destination, all kinds of good stuff there. So if you have any other job postings, please share them on the website and use the contact form. We'll get there. History nugget. Well, I think this is the Christmas Eve show here, so we have definitely got to talk about Christmas. So Christmas is, we'll go from here to there. So in Roman times, beginning the week leading up to the winter solstice and continuing for the whole month was Saturnalia, which is where they had food and drink and plentiful, and the standard Rome social order was turned upside down. So for a month, enslaved people were given temporary freedom and treated as equals. Businesses and schools were closed so that everyone could participate in the holiday festivities. In the early years of Christianity, Easter was the main holiday. The first recorded celebration, the birth of Jesus, was also cited back in 336 AD. However, some historical evidence suggests that the observance dates back go back to the 2nd century. Certainly by the 4th century, church officials had decided to institute the birth of Jesus as a holiday, yet the Bible does not mention the exact date for the birth, a fact that Puritans later pointed out and deny the legitimacy of this whole celebration. But then Pope Julius chose December 25th. It's commonly believed the church chose this date in an effort to adopt and absorb the traditions from the pagan Saturnalia festival, first called the Feast of the Nativity. The custom spread to Egypt by 432 and to England by the end of the 6th century. The pilgrims, English separatists who came to America around 1620, were even more orthodox than their Puritan beliefs than Cromwell. As a result, Christmas was not a holiday in early America from 1659 to 1681. The celebration of Christmas was actually outlawed in Boston for a period of time. Anyone exhibiting the Christmas spirit was fined five shillings. By contrast, in the Jamestown settlement, Captain John Smith reported that Christmas was enjoyed by all and passed without incident. After the American Revolution, English customs felt out of favor, including Christmas. In fact, Christmas wasn't declared a federal holiday until June 26, 1870. The English author Charles Dickens created that holiday tale, The Christmas Carol. The story stuck the message of importance of charity, goodwill unto all humankind, and struck a powerful chord in the United States and England. It showed members of the Victorian society the benefits of celebrating this holiday. Then we get into the whole legend of Santa Claus, which can be traced back to a monk named Saint Nicholas, who was born in Turkey around 280 AD. Saint Nicholas gave away all his inherited wealth and traveled the countryside helping the poor and sick, becoming known as the protector of children and sailors. Saint Nicholas first entered American pop culture in the late 18th century in New York when a Dutch families gathered to honor the anniversary of the death of Saint Nicholas, Dutch for Saint Nicholas, or Sinterklaas for short, and then Santa Claus, which draws on the name of that nickname. So a couple facts. Each year, about 25 to 30 million Christmas trees are sold in the United States. There are about 15,000 Christmas tree farms in the United States, and it usually takes anywhere from 4 to 15 years to grow a Christmas tree. Christmas was canceled from 1659 to 1681. That was in Boston. The first eggnog supposedly was made in the Jamestown settlement by Captain John Smith in 1607. Poinsettia plants are named after Joel R. Poinsett, an American minister to Mexico, who brought the red and green plant from Mexico to America in 1828. The Salvation Army has been sending Santa Claus clad donation collectors in the street since the 1890s. Rudolph, the most famous reindeer of all, was the product of Robert L. May's imagination in 1939. The copywriter wrote a poem about the reindeer to help lure customers to Montgomery Ward department stores. The retailer gave away 2.4 million copies of that year. Construction workers are also who started the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree foundation tradition back in 1931. Upcoming events, definitely no recap for anything last week. Nothing new here other than Christmas is tomorrow and the Bowie Park schedule. We're kind of waiting on that and other sports schedules to come out for the kids. There's tons of activities and sports in the Fairview to keep your kids engaged. There are many cheer programs and recreation teams from baseball, basketball, football, and many others. There's a thriving Girl Scouts and Scouts BSA program here in Fairview. If you have any homeschoolers, always make sure you check out Bowie Park for the scheduled and the clubs that meet there. If you have kids that are interested in dance, gymnastics, or cheer, please reach out to Lala's Dance Studio or Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer. Vigilance Martial Arts is our local taekwondo and jiu-jitsu school that teaches more than just moves. And the Fairview Youth Jacket Wrestling Program is a great program with a lot of state champions that have come from that program. And it also has some summer care options if your kid wants to try it out. School news. Well, it is Christmas break week for them, so there is nothing going on there. Hawk and Tiger moves. Well, nothing going on now. Falcon news. School is out, obviously. The Renaissance High School applications are still open until January 7th. January 15th at 6 p.m., there'll be a meeting about the mechatronics at the FPAC at the high school to learn more about that program. That would be for your eighth graders. And if you like Adidas, there's still the promotion. You can get 10% off or get some money off, and get 10% goes to the athletic fund. Jacket News, so they're out of school too. The only news is from last week, which is that new firearms safety program they're going to be doing. And so a lot of stuff there. And winter break is obviously on, so we'll see what's going on there. Applications to the Innovation Center are available on ClassLink from December 2nd to February 13th, 2026. If you have a senior, you can still order your jackets and rings and other swag. On January 28th, there will be an open house at the Entrepreneurship Center at 6 p.m. The Family Career, that still has their care closet going. We have the link for there. And if you have a student that's getting ready to drive, obviously there's a couple things you can go from there. Faith moment. Well, this week I cannot do anything other than, I think listen to Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 20, as it relates to the Christmas story. So here we go. This is narrated by Dr. David Jeremiah. And here we go.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary, she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them.
Welcome back. This shows how much the impact Christianity had on the whole world, and this story kind of started it all when it relates to this holiday. This definitely is what changed the world forever and will continue to do so. That's really awesome. Donations. On the donations front, obviously nothing new from Fountain. We still have some other payment options that we're trying to get going. That'll be kind of our New Year's resolution. So please support us if you can. And most importantly, thank you. If you found this podcast helpful, please support the show with your time, talents, or treasure. If you have any ideas or suggestions, please share them with us. Use that contact form. You are a producer of the show. talent, if you have any skills that can help the show or Fairview, let us know. Treasure, if you're receiving, you're receiving this product for free without any paid advertisement. You're getting truly local news, and if that's worth something, please consider supporting us financially using the value for value system so we can do more. Follow us on social media, and other than that, y'all have a merry Christmas, and thank y'all for everything. Later.